I've got here with me a very special guest once again. I'm full of special guests, but also here is going to be very interesting because she's an insider, like a radio, a festival insider, and she's a pretty well-known festival insider, Nikki Galani. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. Well, first question, which is probably a very long one as well. It's up to you. How did all this very long journey into the ruthless tentacled monster called the film industries, how did everything begin?
Well, for me, I started as a volunteer. I, like many people in the industry, this was many years ago, 20 years ago now, I think, in the UK. I worked on a film festival. So I was assistant director on something called the Piccadilly Film Festival, which was the cheeky child of film festivals at the time. It was the pretender, if you like, for the London Film Festival. We showed lots of really funky cult films and lots of films that the London Film Festival would not show at the time. So that's how I got my grounding. And I went into film distribution after that. I worked at the Institute of Contemporary Arts in London and ran the distribution arm there for a few years and got to meet really fantastic filmmakers like Michael Haneke and Wong Kar-wai and Takeshi Kitano, Lars von Trier in their very, very early days. So I always like to think that people start out pretty small audiences. You have to really fight to get your audiences, but then, you know, if their vision is true and if their particular voice is good, then they will actually end up, you know, on the international circuit, let's say.
Mm-hmm. And how do you, I mean, throughout your experience, how do you see the evolution also of film festivals? You know, because we have like this infinite development of festivals all around the world and trying to always be more and more specific in a way, or trying to be more kind of niche. But at the same time, the big festivals try to be bigger and bigger. So how do you, what's your take right now as it is in the big festival bubble?
Well, I guess I see it. I still see things from a distributor's point of view, and I think it's becoming more difficult to actually distribute films. I mean, there are some really interesting titles that do slip through the net, and I think that film festivals are a very key part of a sort of alternative distribution strategy, let's say. So, you know, if there is one particular film festival that specializes in British films, that might be your only opportunity to see that particular film in your country. I bumped into Peter Strickland the other night here in Turin, and he's the director of a wonderful film called The Duke of Burgundy. I don't know whether you've seen it.
Yes, I did.
Did you enjoy it?
I also interviewed Chiara Danna.
Who's great. She's from Turin, but based in London. So there we have a lovely Italian Turin connection again. Yes. But he was saying that the film hasn't found distribution in Italy. So, you know, the fact that it's screening here at Turin for three sessions, perhaps that's the only opportunity that some people will have of seeing the film, unless they see a pirated DVD or something.
Yeah, that's the thing, exactly. I mean, festivals, let's say, on the field, on the actual specific, you know, the tactile place, they really function, you know, to develop the audience in a way, so an Italian audience, you know, through Turin can actually know much more about the international film scene, let's say, like that. But at the same time, you said, you know, the other alternative is the pirated scene, whatever it is. So what's your take on the alternative distributions, such as web on demand or something like that? Do you think that that's the future, perhaps, for smaller productions to actually be seen all around? Or you're kind of a bit, you know, in between?
Well, it is the future. Yeah. There's no two ways about it. I think, you know, there are many, many different platforms now. And I think they're all fighting to discover which one is going to be the preeminent platform that we can actually watch films on. I mean, at home, people like the Curzon Artificial Eye Group have a fantastic view-on-demand platform. But I also watch things on Netflix. Their selection of films isn't great. But, you know, you have to pick and choose. There's no one platform that I think you can go to at the moment. I still watch a hell of a lot of stuff on Blu-ray, for example, because I have, you know, I like to see things really crisply and really clearly. So at home, I choose to watch things on Blu-ray. But I prefer the cinema. I like that experience of taking a couple of hours out and actually sitting in an auditorium with other people enjoying a film.
Tell me about it. And just to conclude, pick and choose. So I bet you've seen a few films here in Turin. Give me a couple of titles that really struck your attention.
Well, I've just seen The Babadook, which I missed in London. I really enjoyed that. I thought it was a very interesting psychological thriller that just sort of used the horror genre to introduce the story of a woman who's basically having a breakdown So, and a very interesting family drama, very, you know, very well acted with some horror elements in it, but didn't scare me off. I'm not a great horror fan, to be honest.
Another one?
The other one I saw was a Torino Film Lab project called Corso, which was interesting, a lovely Finnish film, very low budget, very nicely done. You know, he's a talent to watch, I'd say. So that's what the Film Lab is a very important part of this film festival as well. So I really wanted to catch one of the projects that had come out of that.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Nikki. Thank you for being with us.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.